Welcome to a special edition of All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, the creator and producer of the show. On the program today, I'm sharing something near and dear to my heart. As you may have heard, The Screwtape Letters is my favorite work from C.S. Lewis, and I have a book coming out on it in March 2016. Of course, if you are listening to this episode sometime after that date, then it's already available. But when I'm releasing this show, that time is still several months away. So for the podcast today, I decided to share a little about the book and also to give you a chance to win a copy of it before it ships. But please note that this giveaway is happening only just before Christmas 2015, but you can check ScrewtapeCompanion.com to find out if other giveaways or specials are happening. So for this pre-Christmas giveaway, you need to follow the link in the show notes to learn how to enter. If you are not sure where to go for the show notes, then be sure to listen to the end of today's show, as I'll give you details then. Now back to the show at hand. I'm adapting my material for this podcast from my 20-page free PDF sample of my book, which, by the way, is called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. The subtitle is A Companion and Study Guide to the Screwtape Letters. I'll explain more about the content of the book shortly, but that subtitle pretty much spells it out. If you are interested in getting a copy of the free 20-page sample of the book in PDF, then go by ScrewtapeCompanion.com to request it to be sent to your email address. So essentially, the purpose of this podcast is to introduce you to what my book is all about. After all, you know, why buy a book about another book, right? And The Screwtape Letters isn't exactly a long and complex piece. But before going into that, let me first give you a quick summary about The Screwtape Letters from Lewis, in case you are not familiar with it at all, or maybe it's been a while since you've read it. In fact, let me state what should be obvious. My book will only benefit you if you have a copy of The Screwtape Letters itself. While it will be most helpful if you've read the entire book, you could read a letter at a time and consult my book as you go along. Well, with that out of the way, here's a quick overview of The Screwtape Letters. The original edition contained 31 fictitious letters from a senior demon, Screwtape, to his nephew, Wormwood. I've often told people that the letters sort of bring to life what the verse in John 10:10 states. Well, at least part of that verse, which reads in full from the New King James Version, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I," and this is Jesus talking, "have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." So Screwtape advises Wormwood on how to steal, kill, and destroy his patient's life. The book, being a religious satire, has its moments of humor despite the demon's diabolical aim. The patient Wormwood is assigned to is never named, and few details are offered about him, but that works well because the focus is on what the devils try to do to mess with his life. For me, the experience was like reading mail from someone's enemy and learning what they are planning to do and why. So in a sense, my guard was dropped, and I was able at times to consider how the enemy of my soul might be trying to mess with my life. Well, now that's a thumbnail sketch of the book from Lewis. My book, which again is called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, is aimed at helping you appreciate Lewis's profound insights that he provides about human nature and the Christian life so you can grow more as a person of faith. My book is divided into four parts with several appendices. The first two sections are the major areas, and the last two serve more of a supportive role. Here's where my book is different from other books or materials online to assist you in getting more out of the Screwtape Letters. While my book does contain study questions to each letter, and the much longer essay, Screwtape Proposes a Toast, which came out years after the book, I also provide suggested answers to the questions. This is in the fourth section of the book. I've only seen one study guide that contains suggested answers, but one improvement I've made that other guides don't have is that I've created two sets of questions to make using my study guide more flexible. That is, I have one set of five questions for individual study for each letter, and then a group would do those and have five more questions to discuss. I also give a short summary for each letter and the essay. The most unique aspect of my book, however, is a topical index, or you might call it a topical encyclopedia, to the characters and topics addressed in the book. That is, I take the issues Screwtape addresses, like prayer, hope, lust, or habits, for example, and not only tell you what letter he addresses them in, but also give a short summary of everything he says about it. I'll give you a few examples shortly. The third part of the book provides you an extended study of the key topics in each letter and the essay Lewis wrote less than 5 years before his death. Finally, the book ends with over half a dozen appendices. They include an extended introduction to the Screwtape letters, a detailed look at a major theme often missed in the letters, that the devils aim more at keeping things out of our mind than putting things in it. Also, there is an appendix on the publication history of the Screwtape letters, among several other appendices that you learn about when you request a free 20-page PDF sample of the book. As mentioned earlier, I want to share a couple of examples of the first major part of my book, the Encyclopedic Index. But I need to note a few things about it that you gain more by seeing the actual entries. That is, the first time there is a word that has its own entry, it is capitalized to alert you to this fact. Plus, at the end of each entry is a list of all the occurrences the topic is addressed in each letter. Finally, some entries have an also see at the end to note related topics that were not mentioned in the entry itself. For example, when you read the entry on anxiety, that I'm not sharing in this podcast, you will find at the end of it that it says, also see emotion, hope. Having said that, there are several more unique approaches I use in my book that are more easily understood by seeing them, which can be accomplished again by getting the free sample I've mentioned a few times. Meaning it will take more time to describe verbally what is visually comprehended more quickly. And now for the sample entries. The ones I'm sharing deal with habit, joy, and puritanical. First, habit, or also habits are used. The first mention of habit is more in passing as something fatal in the sense of being dangerous to Hell's perspective. Screwtape is advising Wormwood to be more careful not to reinforce, quote, the fatal habit of attending to universal issues instead of focusing on reality in the present moment. Habits are viewed as something that can be useful to the devils in the second letter. After Wormwood's patient has become a Christian, he is told by Screwtape to not lose hope because, quote, all the habits of the patient are still in our favor. That is, once a person becomes a Christian, he can use the patient's habits to undermine or hinder him. In the same letter, Screwtape makes a passing reference to God, not relying on habits, along with mere affections, to carry them to any goal which he sets before them. This is something that provides an opportunity for the demons. In the third letter, a reference is made to mutual annoyance as a regular habit that the patient and his mother have towards each other. Three letters later, when Wormwood is told about concentric circles, Screwtape points out that when virtues, quote, are embodied in habits, it is at this point they become dangerous to Hell's causes. In the tenth letter, we learn of desirable new acquaintances who have an ingrained habit that is of very good use to the devils. Next, Screwtape notes that later on in the patient's life, it is not too bad for him to keep, quote, externally the habits of a Christian, if he can be directed to make choices that lead him away from God. In this same letter, we learn what habit does to a pleasure. It makes it less pleasant and harder to pass up. Today, we might call it the law of diminishing returns in regards to sin, meaning a person needs more of a vice to get the same enjoyment out of it that was once obtained with lesser amounts. Using habits for Hell's aims is expressed again in the 17th letter, when it is mentioned in relation to vanity. Then near the end of the letters, Screwtape comments on the fact that Wormwood's, quote, patient has contracted the terrible habit of obedience. Finally, in Toast, we learn that choices made by humans can harden by steady repetition of them, such that the habit can be turned into a principle that the creature is prepared to defend. And now for the entry on joy, which is much shorter. The first of four types or causes of laughter. Screwtape gives the example of it being primarily, quote, among friends and lovers reunited on the eve of a holiday. It does hell no good and should always be discouraged. Wormwood is told the devils don't know what the real cause of joy is, but somehow music, as opposed to noise, relates to it. Flippancy is a total opposite of joy. Also see coward, fun, joke proper. And then for the entry on puritanical, alternate words puritanism and puritan. Another example of the devil's twisting words to only have a negative meaning. Screwtape boasts that by getting patients to think or label something as puritanism or puritanical, they rescue annually thousands of humans from temperance, chastity, and sobriety of life. Also see adolescence, complacency, democracy, unselfishness. As noted already, one of the parts of this book that other previously available material has done are study questions. I've obviously created my own, and this is after reading or listening to each letter over 100 times. My free 20-page PDF gives you all the questions and answers for the 4th and 11th letter, but for this podcast, I'm merely sharing the questions from letter number 4. Let me review again how my study guide is more flexible than others previously available. I provide 10 questions for each letter, but I've designed it so an individual would typically do just the first 5, and this actually reflects on the entire letter. Then a group or a longer individual study would do those first 5 and then the second set of 5 questions. Here's the questions from the 4th letter, whose major theme is prayer. 1. Why did Screwtape devote an entire letter to prayer, a topic he finds painful? 2. When Wormwood can't keep his patient from praying, what 2 types of prayer does Screwtape suggest? 3. What subtler misdirection is Wormwood told might keep humans from having meaningful prayer? 4. Screwtape states that one's bodily position in prayer matters. Do you agree or disagree, and why? 5. What is the even subtler weapon the devils have when they can get people to focus on themselves? Let me remind you that those first 5 were typically be for an individual or shorter study, and the now 6 through 10 is for a longer or group study questions, but you would cover the first 5. 6. Instead of putting things into people's minds, what is the alternative that is considered their best work? 7. What are some of the examples from Screwtape about how to keep the focus on self when praying? 8. It's suggested that the patient actually prays to a composite object. What does Screwtape like about this? 9. What does Screwtape mean by the real nakedness of the soul in prayer? 10. Is he right that we do not desire it as much as we think we do? As mentioned before, although I'm not sharing my suggested answers here, the free 20-page PDF not only has them for these questions, but also the questions and answers for the 11th letter. Then, something not mentioned already is the fact that within the questions for each letter, if there is a word that is contained in the index, it is capitalized to alert you to that fact. So there you have it, a sneak peek of my forthcoming book, C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. But as noted at the start of this podcast, if you are listening to this months after I've released it, then you can go ahead and buy the book now. You don't have to wait. However, if you are hearing this before Christmas Eve 2015, then you have enough time to have a chance to win a copy of the book. If there is still time, then you need to check the show notes for a special link to enter. Those same show notes will have a direct link to where you can get a copy of the free 20-page PDF sample if you are interested in that. Additionally, because I'm talking about my book before it comes out, I'm sharing in my show notes direct links to two special interviews that were about books before they were released, but are now available. Earlier this year, 2015, I spoke with Dr. Diana Glier about Bandersnatch, a book that was just released less than 30 days before I posted this show. And I also had an interview with Dr. Jerry Root about The Surprising Imagination of C.S. Lewis before it was released, a book he co-wrote with Mark Neal. You can find the show notes either at EssentialCSLewis.com or allaboutjack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the podcast files are hosted directly. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. If you go to the other location, EssentialCSLewis.com, you can still get to this podcast. Plus, I have a variety of articles there as well, including a series examining questionable quotations credited to C.S. Lewis. Are they really by him? Find out by reading those posts. I hope you enjoyed today's show enough to want to share it. Also, feel free to leave comments about the program online and consider listening to other shows. Again, you can hear other podcasts by either going to EssentialCSLewis.com or AllaboutJack.podbean.com. Finally, if you have questions or comments, email them to info@EssentialCSLewis.com. Again, that's info@EssentialCSLewis.com.